From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Ukraine has ordered an investigation following a report North Korea obtained Soviet-era rocket engines for its ballistic missile program. Kyiv Tuesday denied it provided Pyongyang any defense technology. Concern over the North's rapid progress in developing a nuclear-tipped intercontinental ballistic missile has heightened global tensions. In a tweet Wednesday, President Donald Trump said the North Korean leader Kim Jong-un made a wise decision to postpone a plan to launch missiles toward the U.S. Pacific Island territory of Guam. Vice President Mike Pence in Chile was asked about that.
We welcome the statements of the Kim regime this week with regard to Guam. But our objective is clear. It is a nuclear-free Korean peninsula. And we want the regime in Pyongyang to permanently abandon its nuclear and ballistic missile programs and ambitions. And we'll continue to bring pressure to bear till we achieve that goal.
The North Korean leader indicated this week a pause in testing to see what the moves next are by the United States. But U.S. spokesperson Heather Nauert called again on Pyongyang to halt its destabilizing activities.
A good point would be a good show of faith, a good show of goodwill would be to stop nuclear testing, to stop ballistic missile testing, to stop destabilizing activities in the region. That would be a good starting point.
U.N. Secretary General Antonio Guterres Wednesday urged a dialing down of rhetoric and a dialing up of diplomacy, offering his offices for such an effort. An inquiry concluded the two U.N. investigators were likely murdered by Congolese, likely militia members in Central Democratic Republic of Congo. It did not rule out the possibility that others may have been involved. This is VOA News. As Sierra Leone Wednesday began a week of national mourning for the hundreds who died in massive mudslides, the grim task of burying the dead began in one of Africa's worst flood disasters. To forestall the threat of disease, burials of nearly 400 bodies began Wednesday in and around the capital, Freetown. Shuku Korama Fatamati's family was tragically affected.
I had relatives staying in this place. My younger sister with her 3 children and her husband, but they've all died. I've never seen such things in my life before.
The country of 6 million just emerged from the effects of an Ebola outbreak that killed thousands. President Ernest Bai Koroma Tuesday went on national television expressing condolences to the families of the victims.
I am very disturbed by this national tragedy, and with a heavy heart, let me extend profound condolences to the bereaved families.
Dozens of homes were buried when a mountainside collapsed during the rainy season. Hundreds are still missing. Thousands have been made homeless. In Venezuela, nearly 40 armed inmates were killed in a raid by security forces on a southern prison. Reports indicate many prisoners believed to be in control of the prison resisted government efforts to regain authority. Meanwhile, UN Secretary General Guterres Wednesday called on the government and opposition to begin negotiations to end the South American country's long political, social, and economic crisis.
Because I believe that the only solution is a political solution based on those negotiations.
Venezuelan authorities have announced they're seeking to arrest the husband of ousted Chief Prosecutor Luisa Ortega and allegations he ran a multi-million-dollar extortion ring. In Chile Wednesday, Vice President Mike Pence spoke of the tragedy of tyranny unfolding in Venezuela.
The once free people of Venezuela are being forced to endure that fate by the brutality of the Maduro regime. Venezuela is sliding into dictatorship, and as President Trump has said, the United States will not stand by as Venezuela crumbles.
Pence applauded Chile signing, along with 11 other countries, the Lima Declaration, standing with the Venezuelan people and standing up to what he called their oppressors. Iraq's foreign minister has asked the UN for international help in gathering evidence against Islamic State for possible charges of crimes against humanity. Foreign Minister Ibrahim al-Jaafari said Britain is working with Iraq on a Security Council resolution to begin the investigation. Saudi Arabia said it will welcome Qatari pilgrims to perform the Hajj, despite an ongoing diplomatic dispute with Qatar over its alleged support of terrorism. The Asawa border crossing has been reopened. U.S. central bank policymakers appear hesitant to further immediate increases in a key interest rate amid signs of weak inflation. Minutes from last week's Federal Reserve meeting indicate they're ready to reduce the bank's massive portfolio of trillions in treasury bonds and mortgage-backed securities. I'm Victor Beatty.
That's the latest world news from VOA.